Today we have the privilege of studying Yeshayahu Perek Mem Bet, the 42nd chapter of Sefer Yeshayahu. Much of today's Perek forms the Haftarah for Parashat Bereshit. We will see why. The most important reason is because the Perek uses the imagery of creation in order to argue, on the one hand, for God's power, on the other hand, for God's support for the Jewish people. The Perek begins with an extremely important concept, the idea of Avdi, my servant. We have seen earlier in Sefer in these Prakim, Perek Mem and Mem Aleph, that the Navi uses the formulation Avdi, my servant, in reference to two distinct individuals or groups of individuals between whom he sees a logical or conceptual or thematic connection. On the one hand, he uses this in reference to Koresh, the king of Persia, who is God's servant, not in the sense that he acknowledges God, but he is God's servant in the sense that he does God's bidding. He is commanded by God. His political actions are motivated not by his own calculations, but by God's desires. On the other hand, the formulation of Avdi is also used by Am Yisrael, in reference to Am Yisrael, whom God sees as his servants, those whom he will protect and whom he will elevate because they are his servants. This idea of sections of the Navi speaking directly and solely about the servant comes up for the first time in Perek Membet Psukim Aleph Tadalad, and it becomes increasingly frequent as we move through the Navi. It reaches its pinnacle in Perek Nun Gimel, which is a chapter entirely dedicated to the issue of the servant. Who is the servant? Chapter 53 of Yeshayahu, which is that chapter in Perek Nun Gimel, which is composed entirely of references to the servant, became a center of Jewish-Christian polemics in the Middle Ages and is the subject of many important academic and religious works. The Christians, of course, see these chapters as referring to Jesus. The Mefarshim here debate who is Avdi, who is my servant. And we see those debates in looking at the various points of view that Mefarshim express here. Rashi, for example, takes the point of view that Avdi here refers to the nation of Am Yisrael, the whole nation. The Ibn Ezra quotes the point of view of the Avdi here are the righteous ones of Israel, and also cites a point of view from earlier Mefarshim that Avdi here refers to Koresh. The other Mefarshim take different points of view. Rabbi Eliezer Mibalagansi takes the point of view that Avdi here is the prophet himself. And so there's a large variety of opinions among the Mefarshim of who Avdi here is. I will take a somewhat novel approach and suggest that Avdi here is using Koresh or Cyrus imagery, but is referring specifically to Am Yisrael. And in that way, I unite the approaches taken by such Mefarshim as the Gaon, whom Ibn Ezra cites, or Rabbi Yosef Kara, both of whom see the Avdi here as Koresh, and Rashi in the Ibn Ezra, both of whom see Avdi here as referring to Am Yisrael. Hen Avdi etmoch bo, b'chiri ratzta nafshi, natati ruchi alav, mishpat lagoyim yotzi. So, here, behold, my servant, I support him, my chosen one, the one whom my soul desires. I place my spirit upon him. He causes my decrees to go out to the nations. Now, who is this? On the one hand, the imagery is very much reminiscent of Am Yisrael, my chosen one, the one whom my soul desires. On the other hand, the idea of Mishpat Lagoyim Yotzi, he makes my decrees go out to the nations, that suggests power over the nations. Perhaps that is Koresh. Yet at the same time, there is this idea that at some future time, as we will see, Am Yisrael will cause God's decrees to go out to the nations, and perhaps this is Am Yisrael. And therefore, I suggest here that this is using Cyrus imagery, but the ultimate point is to raise the spirits of Am Yisrael and to emphasize that Am Yisrael is, in a sense, the new Cyrus, the new superpower of the world. Pasuk Bet clearly is a reference to Am Yisrael. Lo yitzak velo yisa, lo yashmia b'chutz kolo. He will not scream, he will not lift up. Clearly it means lift up his voice. He will not cause his voice to be heard outside. The idea of Am Yisrael as a sort of bunch of Shvaig, to use Yitzchak Moshe Singer imagery. The silent servant who doesn't speak up. Pasuk Gimel, Kane Ratzutz Lo Yishbor Ufishtacheha Lo Yechabena Laemet Yotzi Mishpat. So Kane Ratzutz Lo Yishbor, he doesn't even break a shattered reed. Ufishtacheha Lo Yechabena, a dark type of flax, he will not extinguish it. La'emet yotzi mishpat, he will make justice go out truthfully. The idea of Am Yisrael as this silent sufferer who causes justice to go out. Until when? Lo yichhe ve'lo yarutz, he will not cause it to become darkened, nor will he rush. Nor will he crush. Lo yarutz milshon lerotzetz. Ad yasim ba'aretz mishpat ul torato yim yiyachelu, until he makes the mishpat, the decrees or the judgments of God go out throughout the land, ul torato yim yiyachelu, until nations look forward to his Torah. And here the idea, on the one hand, who is this? Well, this appears to be Cyrus. He caused nations to listen to his decrees. But on the other hand, the ultimate goal here is referring to Torato, the Torah of God. And therefore, the reference here is to Am Yisrael, who will cause God's Torah to be known among the nations. Now we begin the Haftarah of Bereshit, where the Navi moves from referring to the events of the contemporary period, the events surrounding Cyrus and Am Yisrael, to speaking about creation. Pasuk Hei. Ka'amar ha'el Hashem. Bore hashamayim v'notehem roka ha'aretz v'tze'etza'eha notenin neshama la'am aleha v'ruach laholachim ba. Thus says God Hashem, who creates the sky and stretches it out over the earth. Roka ha'aretz v'tze'etza'eha, who establishes the earth and everything that comes up from the earth. Noten neshama la'am aleha, who gives spirit to the nations who walk upon it. V'ruach laholachim ba, and a soul to those who dwell upon it. The idea of God, who not only creates the earth, but gives life to those who live upon the earth. And this is a clear reference to creation, but also engages Cyrus imagery, because Cyrus, in his own cylinder, which he uses as his form of propaganda, claims that he has revived the peoples of Mesopotamia by restoring worship of Marduk. And here God says, well, you claim to, again, this jibe at Marduk worship, you claim to be reviving the nations, but you don't even claim that your own God is the creator. And so here, God says, thus says God, who creates the sky, who creates the earth, who gives spirit to nations upon it. Pasuk Vav, Ani Hashem kiraticha v'tzedek, v'achzek biyadecha. I am God who called you for victory. Again, referencing back the end of Perek Mem here, the Maftir for Lech Lecha. God, I am God who called you in justice. V'achazek b'yadech, and I hold on to your hand. To whose hand is God holding on? Well, on the one hand, he's holding on to Cyrus' hand, as Cyrus claims. But of course, God is replacing Marduk. But additionally, not only is he holding on to Cyrus' hand, he is also holding on to the hand of Klal Yisrael. He is supporting Klal Yisrael during their very difficult travel back from Galus to Geula, back from Bavel to Eretz Yisrael. Ve'etzorcha. Now here this phrase, ve'etzorcha, is quite a difficult phrase. And we'll follow Rashi here, who understands it as ve'etzorcha milshon yatzar, I created you. How did I create you? I placed you, ve'etencha livrit am le'or goyim, I placed you into a nation with a covenant. Le'or goyim. For light unto the nations. So I place you as a nation who has a covenant. Brit Am, Rashi here understands. Zo'aita machshavti shetasevet ami livriti. It was my goal that you will cause my people to obey my covenant, and that you will cause light to them. The idea of God claiming here, addressing the prophet, addressing the Navi, and saying to the Navi, you ought to make these people into ones who will obey my covenant, and you ought to be a light to the nation. But one can also understand this here as addressed to, in the first place, to Cyrus, who claims that he is one who enlightens nations, and to Am Yisrael, who ought to enlighten other nations by being a nation who obeys the covenant. Pasuk Zayin, Lifkoach Einayim Ivrot, Lehotzi Mimasger Asir Mibet Kele Yoshevei Choshech, to open the blind eyes, to take out from the prison cell the prisoner, from the jailhouse those who dwell in darkness. The idea that who is it who's supposed to do these things? It is Am Yisrael on the one hand who is supposed to do this by enlightening the world to the presence of God, but it is using Cyrus' imagery, Cyrus who claims to have liberated the people of Babel from their previous king whom he denigrates. Pasuk Chet. Ani Hashem Hu Shemi. The emphasis here, it is I, God, who do this. I, God, is my name. Uchvodi la'acher lo eten. Utehilati la'pesilim. I will not give my honor to another, nor will I allow my praise to be usurped by idols. Again, this attack on the Marduk imagery of Cyrus. Now, the powerful argument here. Harishonot hinevau. The first things have in fact happened. What is this a reference to? This is a reference to, on the one hand, creation, which is the only point that God has mentioned until now, Navi has mentioned until now, creation. As we'll see shortly, he will also engage Yetzias Mitzrayim imagery. The first things are creation and Yetzias Mitzrayim. V'chadashot ani magid. And new things I will now declare. B'terem titzmachna ashmi'a etchem. I will tell you these new things before they happen. The idea that what are the testaments to God's power? On the one hand, the first things, the creation and Yetzias Mitzrayim. On the other hand, the future things, the process and progress of the redemption of Am Yisrael returning to Eretz Yisrael. Those are the new things which God is prophesying, and as they come to pass, you will know that he is in truth the Lord of the world. Pasuk Yud. Shiru Lashem Shir Chadash, Tihilato Mikzeh Haaretz, Yordei Hayam Umlo'o Iyim V'Yoshvehem. Sing to Hashem a new song. So recognize him as master. The idea of Shira following redemption is here engaged. There's just a reference to Yetzias Mitzrayim in Pasuk Tet. But now the immediate reaction is sing to God a new song, recognize him, make let his praise be known from the ends of the earth. Yordei hayam umlo'o iyim v'yoshveihem, even those who go in boats, even the isles, all of them, you should participate in this song of praise to God. Yis'u midbar ve'arav, chatzerim teshev kedar, yaronu yoshvei sela, mirosh harim yitzvachu. Yisu midbar ve'arav, let the wilderness and its cities raise up their voices. Chatzerim teshev kedar, let the people of Kedar, a nation who lives in the southern Arabian Peninsula, let them also lift up their voices, let them dwell in chatzerim, in yards or compounds of some sort. Let them dwell in these compounds and let them lift up their voices. Yaronu yoshvei sela, let those who dwell in the rocks in the mountains, and this may be a reference to the city of Sela, one of the Moabite cities in the Arabian desert. Let them lift up their voices and sing. Merosh harim yitzvachu, from the tops of the mountains, let them sing forth. Pasuk Yubet, Yasimu Lashem Kavod, let them recognize the honor that is due to God. Let them ascribe honor to God. Utilato ba'iyim yagidu, let them recognize his honor in the isles. Pasuk Yud Gimel, Hashem ki gibor yetze, ki ish milchamot ya'ir kina, yaria af yatsriach aloivav yitgabar. God goes forth like a brave hero, like a man of war, or like a warrior perhaps. He awakens zealousness, kina, in the sense of zealousness. Yaria af yatsuyach, he screeches and screams and overpowers his enemies. What is the purpose of God, of the imagery of God here as a warrior who is fighting the nations? As part of the process of God achieving universal recognition, which we saw in Pasuk Yud, Shiru Lashem Shir Chadash, Tilatoma Mikzeh Haaretz, let all the nations recognize God and sing a song to Him. As part of that process, God will also act as a conqueror. God will also act as a powerful victor who conquers nations and causes them to recognize His rule. And here too we have that use of the Cyrus imagery. Cyrus is the powerful victor, but the Cyrus imagery is being here adapted and subverted to be used as a tool, as an argument for God's power in the world. Rather than seeing Cyrus imagery as a tool for Cyrus' power in the world, the Cyrus imagery is being used here as a tool for God's power in the world. Why do I see here Cyrus imagery? Pasuk Yud Aleph makes specific reference to the Arabian Peninsula. The Arabian Peninsula was the abode of the king whom Cyrus himself defeated, the previous king of Babel, Nabonaid, whom Cyrus caused to lose his throne, was resident not in the cities of Babel, but in the Arabian Peninsula and the oasis of Tema. And here we see the idea of all those places which were formerly loyal to Nabonaid are now recognizing the new king. But the new king is not Cyrus, rather the new king is Kuchabrichu. We skip down now to look at some of the imagery later on in the Perek. I will look specifically at Pasuk Yutet. Mi'iver ki'im avdi, v'cheresh ki'mal achi eshlach. Mi'iver kim shulam, ve'iver ki'evet Hashem. Who is blind, who is more blind than my servant? Who is deaf like the messenger I will send? What is this imagery here, the blind and the deaf servant? Well, on the one hand, it refers to Cyrus, who doesn't recognize God's rule over him. On the other hand, it refers to Am Yisrael, who is being oppressed by the other nations in the world, who is not being allowed to assume its rightful place among the nations as a significant and important nation, but is rather being oppressed in Eretz Yisrael and is not being allowed to rule over all of Eretz Yisrael. Mi'iver kim shulam, who is blind like the one, like my employee. Vi'iver ke'eved Hashem, and blind like the servant of God. And the servant of God here refers both to Klal Yisrael and to Cyrus, but the pith here is referring to Am Yisrael. Again, there's debates in the Mefarshim. I am following a combined view, basing myself both on Rashi and on Ibn Ezra. Pasuk Kaf, Ra'ot Rabot Velo Tishmor, Pakoach Einayim Velo Yishma. He sees much, but is not able to observe. The Rashi here, Re'yot Harbe Lifnechem, you see a great deal before you. Ve'enchem Shomrim Lahabit B'ma'asai V'lashuv Elai, but you do not pay attention, you are not sufficiently observant to look at what I, God, am doing and to return to me. Pakoach oznaim velo yishma. Open your eye, God. Here, Rashi understands. Ani asuk lifkoach oznechem. I, God, am occupying myself with opening your ears, and yet you are not listening. This is a critique of Am Yisrael, according to Rashi. To some extent, also a critique of Cyrus, who doesn't pay attention to God's mastery, but it's a critique of Am Yisrael, who doesn't recognize God's control of the world, and therefore is not occupying itself with mitzvot, and does not understand the full meaning of the process of return. Pasuk Kaf Aleph, an extremely famous pasuk, and with which this we will close. Hashem chafetz lema'an tzidko, yagdil Torah v'ya'adir. Literally, God desires to, for the sake of your victory, therefore He will expand Torah and make it powerful. The Rashi here on this pasuk, Hashem chafetz laharotchem ulefakech oznechem lema'an tzidko. God wants that you should open your ears,
that you should open your eyes, that you should recognize His power and obey Him in order that you be considered righteous here. Tzidkor Rashi understands meaning righteous here, in order that you be considered righteous. God wants you to listen to Him. Yagdil Torah v'ya'adir. Therefore, He makes the Torah great before you and powerful before you. He does this by sending the Navi to adjure you, to exhort you. He encourages you to obey Torah. The idea of Hashem Chavetz Leman Tzidko Yagdil Torah V'Adir here, God wants you to observe His laws, and therefore He is sending the Navi to adjure you. That idea is expressed later on in the Perek, where we look at Pasuk Kaf Daled, when the people ask the question, Minatan limshisa Yaakov Yisrael levozazim. Who is it who gave Yaakov to be defeated and Israel to be despoiled? Halo Hashem zu chatanu lo. It is God to whom we have sinned, who has sent us, who has allowed us to be despoiled. Velo avu bidrachav haloch velo shamu b'torato. We did not wish to obey His ways. We did not want to go in His Torah. The idea here that God desires repentance. For that reason, Yagdil Torah v'Adir, He is expanding the scope of the Navi's Nivu'ah and encouraging him to exhort you again and again. We will continue this theme tomorrow as we look at Perek Mem Gimel, which deals more fully with Exodus imagery and with the idea of redemption.